Views and opinions of the hosts and the guests of the San Diego Gulls Radio Show and Blog Talk Radio do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the San Diego Gulls, the NHL, the AHL, Blog Talk Radio, the City of San Diego, the State of California, nor for that matter, most people in general. Enjoy.
The San Diego Gulls Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Dare.
Broadcasting live from the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena, it's the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Johnny Nevada and Rebecca Peters. Guys?
Hey, this is Johnny, and you are listening to the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com. And as usual, I am joined by my lovely, lovely show host, and that's Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic, indeed. Hey, wasn't that game fantastic?
Yes, it was. What a great way to welcome hockey back to San Diego.
I am telling you, when we got a chance to skate around with the mayor on the ice, and he had his three kids there, I think it was Sandra and Marion and Frank Jr., they were all skating around, and they were waving the flags, and they had the fireworks, and the place was just packed.
Yes.
Back to the rafters, and I've never seen anything more exciting.
Sold out.
I know. Sold out.
And sold
it was
out
like
game.
95 degrees in the parking lot, and here we're ready to have hockey on the ice in
yes.
San Diego. But, you know, it was pretty cold in there. You know why?
Well
they
ice.
They had 13,000 fans in there.
Yeah.
And so that's going to make things pretty cool. So it was great having hockey back in town. And you're excited.
Very excited.
And I'm excited. And we've got an exciting show because you're going to be doing we're going to be playing your interview that you had with the coach.
Yes.
An exclusive interview. Everybody else was asking, "Oh, coach." And then, no. We're just going to talk to the San Diego Gulls radio show here on blogtalkradio.com. And so you were down there on the ice, and this was before the game,
mm-hmm.
skating around with him. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
How is he as far as skating goes? Is he good? Is he bad? Does he look like he's played the game?
You know what? A lot better than I am, we'll say that.
Oh, there you go. But
you'd hope so, right?
How much does it take to be better than you, though? Right. Exactly. Hey,
yeah.
So we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, after a word from one of our sponsors, we're going to play your exclusive interview.
Yes.
How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic to
me. Fantastic indeed. So this is Johnny.
I'm Rebecca Peters.
With Blog Talk Radio and the San Diego Gulls Radio Show.
We'll resume with more hockey action right after these halftime messages.
The San Diego Gulls Radio Show 2-Minute Warning is brought to you by Petco in Chula Vista. For all your pets' needs, remember, it's Petco in Chula Vista.
When it comes to pizza, there's only one choice. When it comes to lasagna, there's only one choice. And when it comes to quality Italian food, there's only one choice. Filippi's Pizza Grotto. Filippi's Pizza Grotto has been serving up fresh, tasty Italian food in San Diego for over 50 years. Located in Escondido, Poway, Hamul, Santee, and our new location in Imperial Beach. When it comes to pizza, nobody beats Filippi's. And now back to the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Donnie and Brenda.
Donnie and Brenda? Who's Donnie and Brenda?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, you know, you heard that spot about Filippi's, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, Filippi's. They have them all over town, so you got no excuse if you can't find one.
They're nope. All those pizza, lasagna fans, meatballs, chicken parmesan, salads.
Oh, man, I'm telling
you. Catering or pickup delivery.
They got it all.
Yep.
They got it all. And what if you live in Escondido?
They got you.
No problem. How about the Poway?
They're there.
Santee?
You got it.
Jamul?
Jamul. They're in Jamul.
And way down south by Imperial Beach. Now,
yes.
If you're going to the one in Imperial Beach, what you do is you take the 5, you go down the 5, go down the 5, roll down the windows. And if you hear mariachi bands, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
So then you go across the border, back across the border, and you get off at the I-5 exit at Palm Avenue. Go all the way west until your hat starts to float. Then you've gone too far. Then you go back about a block because you were already down to the ocean. But they're only like a block away from the ocean. So you can go down, get your salad and get your everything to go, and then go right down to the beach.
Then walk off all the food.
I'm telling you, it's fantastic. So you got to stop in Filippi's because they have about the best Italian food you're going to find in the San Diego area. They've been doing it since 50 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to know what they're doing. So, hey, you're going to do an interview with the coach.
Yes.
And that is exciting.
Yep.
To do our own exclusive interview with the coach that nobody else has. That's pretty cool. So I'm glad that they granted us that interview. And so now we're going to play that interview. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Let's see
what
Dallas Eakins has to say.
Right down on the ice with Rebecca and the coach.
Coach, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to give us this exclusive pregame interview right here on the ice surface at the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena. All of us here at the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio are very, very excited. Now, I'm sure this is an exciting time for you as well, not because it's the season opener, but the season opener is really special and an exciting time for you at the San Diego Gulls. Of course, it's an exciting time for the Anaheim Ducks, a really special and exciting time for the city of San Diego. Not to mention how exciting and special for all of Southern California and the AHL. Since this community has never had a professional hockey team, I mean, this level of hockey for forever, really, I mean, never, would you say this would be something special for you, or would you have to go all the way to 11 and refer it to as especially special for you and especially special for the community as well, in the process of making them all believers in the San Diego Gulls, if you will?
Well, it's exciting. I think you're always excited, whatever the season.
Mm-hmm.
But this season is especially special because, you know, we're coming into a community that hasn't had this level of hockey for well, forever. There's never been this level of hockey, so we're excited to get in here and really make an imprint on the community and get to know the community and try to be leaders in this community.
Now, I know there are a lot of things you as the coach love about a team, stemming from the way these younger players have been amazingly raised by their parents, not to mention the older players being committed to the game, something as we here at the San Diego Gulls Radio Show and Blog Talk Radio know so well as one of the paramount keys to being successful. I realize this is a new season, new team, new faces, new surroundings, not quite the same as the NHL. It certainly must be hard to gauge the players on your team and the players on the other teams this early in the season. I mean, with all the draft picks and players you have never seen before coming and going, it must be difficult to try and put together a hard-working team with one, pardon the pun, goal of scoring more goals, even though it will obviously take some time. I have to ask you, do you love this team's character? And if so, can you give me a few reasons why you love this team's character?
Well, I love our character. We've got some very well-raised, a lot of these guys' parents have done amazing jobs raising these young men. We've got guys that are very committed to a team game. And those are paramount if you're going to be successful. It's hard to gauge your team in this league. It's easier to gauge your team in the NHL because you know all the players on the other teams and you can really compare. But in this league, it's a little different because there's draft picks that are coming in, younger players that you don't know, you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think we have a very hard-working team. And the one thing that we have been working a lot on is trying to score goals. I think that's one place that we really need to key on this year, and that's going to take some time.
Yeah. Now, I know it's early in the season, and it's hard to tell particularly this early in the season, but do you have any players that you would consider excellent? And I mean going so far as pointing out individuals. Individuals like Max Freebird, who we know has been around for a few years. Of course, Shane O'Brien comes to mind. And I noticed Brian McGrayton. You must feel fortunate to have him on the goals. The way he has stepped it up, taking on a new role within the team. Not to mention a guy most of your players look up to, the quiet, aired, but very professional Joe Pascula. Keeping in mind, this is not in any way downplaying your more natural leaders like Harry Zolnicek. Do you think these players would be a big help?
Yeah, we've got some excellent ones. Max Freeburg's mm-hmm. been around for mm-hmm. a few years. He is an excellent individual. Shane O'Brien, Brian McRatten has really stepped up into a role. And we're so fortunate to have him.
Yeah.
Joe Piscula has just got that quiet air about him. A great professional. Mm-hmm. And a guy that I think a lot of our young players should look to for leadership. Harry Zolnich has come in. We've going back to my first point, the character of our veteran guys is really going to help us down the road.
Yeah. Okay, one last question before I let you go, Coach. Now, that is not a word we have heard around here referring to hockey in quite some time. I mean, on a professional level at least. We have never had a head coach on this level of hockey in this city. You must have thought long and hard about being the torchbearer, if you will, the very first head coach of a real hockey team. And I have to ask you, how does that make you feel? Coming from a hockey surrounding where people eat, breathe, and sleep hockey, cities like Toronto or Edmonton, now experiencing for the first time things like after you get done working, you can walk out and enjoy the wonderful, warm and sunny weather of Southern California. Does it give you something I could only refer to as a freeing process? Doing something that will bring the pride of hockey to this community. Doing your part trying to fit in. The weight of being the first head coach, how does it make you feel being number one? The first, the alpha.
You know, it's interesting. I never even thought of it until you just said it. Mm-hmm. I'd be the first head coach here. You just get caught up in your job and doing it every day. But we're so excited to be here. It's been a very freeing process for me. It's the first time that I've that I've worked in a non-hockey market. I'm coming out of the Toronto organization, the Edmonton Oilers. And now I'm in Southern California, but it looks like the fan base is going to be rabid. It's an interesting process to be able to go about your job and do it well, and then walk outside in the sun and it's warm. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to get used to that. We are just so fortunate to be part of the Gulls family and the Ducks family.
Yeah.
And most importantly, to be getting to know and being part of the San Diego community.
All right, well, thank you very much for giving us this exclusive interview, Coach. We are looking very forward to a great season here in San Diego with the San Diego Gulls. Good luck to you all.
Hey, that was a great interview. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about the Gulls and their standings.
I would assume so.
And how they're doing this year.
Yes.
So far. They've got one game under their belt, and we are not even going to let you know whether they won that game or not.
Not yet.
That's why you have to listen to the whole show. Unless you were there at the game. If you were there at the game, then you already know. You already know the
outcome. You got the
goods. Yeah, so we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This is Johnny.
This is Rebecca.
With the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com.
You are listening to the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com. Nothing more exciting than ice hockey in Southern California in autumn, and actually listening to ice hockey on the radio.
When it comes to motorcycles, one name and only one name stands out: Harley Davidson. And at Sweetwater Harley Davidson in National City, you will find everything you need, from sales to service to riding apparel and everything else in between. New and pre-owned Harleys, all makes, all models. The biggest selection in San Diego. Come into our showroom located just south of In-N-Out on Hoover Avenue in National City and see why, once you do, Sweetwater Harley will be your motorcycle dealer. For more information, go to SweetwaterHarley.com. That's SweetwaterHarley.com.
What's the best motorcycle in town?
Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson. You know, you used to do something up in, where were you? Where you did something?
I used to intern at the Biggs Harley Davidson of San Marcos.
Now, what entailed an intern there? What did you do that you were interning?
I was giving them the best of what I've got with all my videography skills. So I go up there and film their events on the weekends and put a little wrap-up video for them.
There you go. Well, that's what we do over at the Harley-Davidson Sweetwater. We have a bunch of videos up on our website, the Talk at San Diego site, and you can find those over there. But you want to go over to the one in Sweetwater because you got new, you got pre-owned, all makes and models. What else they got over there?
Parts, service, apparel, pretty much whatever you need Harley-Davidson.
Right, you got it all. And they are at the 3201 Hoover Avenue in National City. So if you're going down the 5, you know where the In-N-Out Burger is there at the National City Mile Cars. Just get off there, and then you take a right on Hoover, and you get all the way down. And they got that big-ass sign. It says Harley-Davidson. You can see it from the freeway, so there's no excuse that you can't find them. It's like a 5-story sign, and you can see it from the freeway. But, there again, that's not the reason we called, is it?
Nope.
No, it is not. We're here talking about the San Diego Gulls on the San Diego Gulls radio show. And so they're going to be back in town this Friday night.
Yes, they're going to be playing against the Bakersfield Condors.
And now, what team in the NHL links up to the Bakersfield Condors? You know that one? You don't know that one? I thought you had that. You're supposed to know that one. Well, that'll be our call-in question answer.
Yeah.
Win a prize. Who's the NHL team for the Bakersfield Condors? But you know what's going on tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday that's not hockey-related that we want to talk about a little bit? And that's called the Over the Edge. And that supports brain cancer. Well, it doesn't support brain cancer. It supports trying to
find the cure.
Cure brain cancer. Exactly. Nobody's in favor of brain cancer.
No.
Oh, brain cancer. No, that's not the point. And so it's going to be down at the Hyatt right there at the end of Market Street. And you know what these crazy people are doing? They are climbing up to the 40th story, okay? And then, perfectly good, they take the elevator. It's like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. They go up the elevator to the 40th floor, and then they rappel down the side of the building. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's crazy. But they're doing it for a good cause.
Yep.
They're doing it for a good cause. Now, that's going to go on Friday afternoon for the VIP media. So
Woo-hoo.
We'll be down there. And then on Saturday, it goes from 8 a.m. to about 3 p.m. And Jack FM is going to be down there. And it's 100.7 on your FM dial, Jack FM. They're going to be down there. And that'll be kind of cool to see these people coming up. And if you're brave enough, you can do it.
Yep, so if you're looking for a little adrenaline rush.
I know, I'm not going to be doing it. I won't be doing it. Now, do you like ponies?
I love ponies.
Who doesn't love ponies? You know, they're going to have a pony display at the Chula Vista in, at the Petco in Chula Vista on Saturday, November 17th.
Oh, that would be great.
These are ponies. They're therapy ponies.
Aww.
Yeah. So if somebody is sick or they're nervous or something like that, you can't fly, we'll take a pony with you or ride the pony. But they're going to be down there from like noon to 2 on it's on Broadway at the Chula Vista Petco. And then we, the Help San Diego Ferals and the STOP, and that stands for Save the Orphan Pets campaign, they're going to be down there from 12 to 6. And they have cats down there. You like kitty cats?
Love kitty cats.
Oh, they have a bunch of them. They dropped 4 of them off a couple of weeks ago, so they're like 4 weeks old now. And so they're getting bigger and bigger every week. And so pretty soon, they'll be able to be adopted. So that's pretty cool. So if you're looking for a cat, if you're looking for a pony, come on down to the Chula Vista in Petco and take a cat home with you.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to take any tests or anything like that. Now, the Gulls themselves, you know where we can find the Gulls, right? Other than at the San Diego, Talk to San Diego Sports Arena.
Right, you can listen to them on ESPN 1700,
right,
which is an AM station.
Right.
The Mighty 1090,
right,
which is also on AM. And Max 105.7.
And you got them on the Twitter and the Facebook and the YouTube,
yep,
as well.
Yep.
So you can watch the videos that they shot, and they put a bunch of pictures up on the Facebook and everything like that. Now, if you want to look like you play for the Gulls, you get the Gulls gear.
Yep.
Right. So they got hats, and they got, you should have seen. Did you see how many people were already wearing Gulls gear?
Yeah.
It's not that they just wore them. It's not that they just got them. No, they've had them. They've had them. But they broke them out of the closet and brought them in. So if you were there and you didn't have it and you felt out of place, then you can go to gullsgear.com and get some Gulls gear. and mention a special promo code of the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena Goals Radio Show. You type all that in that little space that allows for like three letters, and we'll get credit for it. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This is Johnny.
And I'm Rebecca.
With the San Diego Goals Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com.
You're listening to the San Diego Goals on Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Rebecca Peters and Johnny Nevada.
Remember, October is Breast Awareness Month, and we here at the San Diego Goals Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio are doing our part for this very important cause. Are you aware?
When was the last time you sank your teeth into a mouth-watering boll weevil half-pound steer burger? Well, my friend, that's been too long. So do yourself a favor and head on down to the nearest boll weevil restaurant, located in Santee on Mission Gorge, in Lakeside on Winter Gardens, or Imperial Beach right off the 5 at Palm Avenue. No matter where you go, you are in store for the most delicious food in town. That's boll weevil, where the food is unbelievable.
You're listening to the San Diego Goals Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Pretty much your only option at this point.
Hey, Rebecca.
What's up, Johnny?
We're back.
We're back.
Ooh, you like the boll weevil?
I love the boll weevil.
Oh, I went in there yesterday, the day before. It was this week, I know that. And I had the half-pound steer burger. She says, would you like the quarter pound or the half pound? And I said, well, what are you famous for? She says, well, the half pound. I said, well, let's do the half pound.
Did you finish it?
And you know what? Couldn't eat it all. Finish.
No, I don't know if I could do the quarter pound.
I know. That's what I'll have next time. Well, when I have a burger in there. But since they're one of our sponsors, it's my responsibility to try the food. And that can let you, the listening audience, know how good it is.
Yes.
Somebody's got to do that job.
But I'm sure they already
Somebody's
know how delicious
do
it
that
is.
Job. And so that's my job. And I've had the half-pound steer burger, bacon steer burger, the other day. Too big to finish. Too big. And last week, I had the pulled pork. And I think next week, deep fried shrimp. How's that sound?
That's always a good choice.
You should come down there, too. We're down in Imperial Beach. Like the other place, down here in Imperial Beach, get off at I-5, whip a U right into the Vaughn's Shopping Center, head back towards the freeway through that shopping center, and there is the boll weevil restaurant. But they're also in Santee. They're also in Mission Gorge, and they are in Lakeside on Winter Gardens. So, if you're in the neighborhood, stop in, tell them Johnny sent you. Hey, guess what? We're back. You know about this game last week? Oh, it was something. It was something. You know, the goals, they scored first blood, if you will.
Yes, they
first
did.
Blood. But it was on a power play. Mm-hmm. It's not a power play. And so that's it. They didn't even have, well, they probably did need to score more goals.
Of course
win.
They need to just score more goals.
Right, right. But it was that score for a while. It was for
yes.
a while. And, you know, it's kind of nice that we scored two power play goals, two of them. Now, what is the most exciting thing that you can think of in the game of hockey?
What is the most exciting thing I can think of in hockey?
I asked you first.
Well, probably the fights.
Well, the fights, yeah.
It's not a good hockey game without a good fight, right?
Well, in the game of hockey, you know, not so much. That's kind of like an aftermarket.
Well, getting the puck into the net is obviously...
The empty net goal.
The best.
The empty net goal.
The empty net goal.
Exactly, because you got these guys skating around saying, ooh, and it's, you know, they don't do it in the middle of the game. They do it right at the end of the game. So, you know, it's on the balance. It's like, well, can we do this one? Can we do it? You don't know. You're on the edge of your seat. And just as everybody in the stadium was, the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena, on the edge, everybody was standing, because at the end of the game, they had a penalty. And so we pulled the goalie. And, you know, the whole game, great goaltending. Throughout the whole game.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you notice any flaws?
I did. 32 out of 34 shots.
That's pretty good. 32
handled,
out of 34.
Yep. Mr. John Gibson.
He's, you know, as far as the standings go, he is number 10 as far as goalies go in the league.
Way to go, San Diego.
I'm telling you.
Way to go, John Gibson.
Exactly. And so we got a couple guys in the top 10, top 12, in the not the top scorers.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, we had no goals in the top scorers this round. But the season's pretty early, isn't it?
Still very early.
Yeah,
yes.
That was like game one. So, but we do have the top goalie, number 10. That's the aforementioned John Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And now the top leaders, you know who they are? The rookie. His name is Nick Ritchie.
Nick Ritchie, yes. He scored 2 goals.
Exactly. Exactly. So the fact that we had the power play and the empty net and the one guy that scored part of a hat trick,
mm-hmm.
that would be like, just the brim.
Yeah.
Of the, so with these things all put together in one package, we were able to beat
the Grand Rapids Griffin.
And so now they have an L in their column. Where we only have W's
yes.
in our column. But you want to know the standings? I'll tell you the standings.
Tell
you know
standings.
Where we are in the Pacific Division? Now, the Pacific Division, that is in the Western Conference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, did you here's something that you may not have known. It is something that Nanami. The Western Conference, they were all on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the most part. They were all on the East Coast. So what they did is they said, well, we're going to take all of those teams and we're going to move them here to the West Coast. So it makes it a lot easier for the teams, for the main team to look at their farm team where they don't have to go all the way back and forth. They're right there. Like the Gulls, they just go up to Anaheim, take a look at the Ducks, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Ontario guys, the Ontario Reign. They're right there from the Kings. So it makes it a lot easier for the conferences to get good players. So we're going to have some great hockey throughout the whole year because it's just right there. Oh, and you know what else they do? You know what else they do? Is they wear the same pants like the Gulls. They wear the same pants as the Gulls. No, they wear the same goal pants. So now when they get called up to the Ducks. If I said the Gulls, I meant the Ducks. If they get called up, all they have to do is change their shirt.
Change the jersey.
Yeah, they don't have to change their pants, and that's good. Now, the goalies, they do have to change their pads every 28 days, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of convenient for the teams, and all they have to do is change their shirt, and that's it. Because, you know, once you get all that stuff broken in, you don't want to play with new stuff.
That's
so you want to play with the old stuff, so that's pretty cool. So do you have anything? I know you have a whole sheet of notes there. Did you have anything we might have left out?
No, it looks like we pretty much went over everything. Nick Ritchie scored 2 goals.
2 goals.
We had another goal from Brandon Montour. Our third goal was from Antoine Lagagnier. And then Nick Ritchie scored our first and the last goal for the San Diego Gulls. John Gibson stopped 32 out of 34 shots.
And he's a rookie.
Yeah.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
And he's playing in the AHL Hockey League.
Yep, so that ended us with a 4-2 win over the Grand Rapids Griffins.
I am telling you. So we are going to take another break.
Another break?
One more break, at least right now. We're going to take one more break. And then we're going to hear from one of our wonderful sponsors. Can't do a show without sponsors.
Nope.
And then we're going to come back and talk to you more about the goals. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
And this is Johnny.
I'm Rebecca.
With the San Diego Gulls radio show on blogtalkradio.com.
If your day starts at the ungodly hour of 4 a.m. and you don't feel like eating something that was frozen and shipped overnight, then why not stop in at the West Coast Cafe? The West Coast Cafe is located in Imperial Beach on Palm Avenue. So close to the ocean, you can smell the salt air on their street-side patio. Once you eat at West Coast Cafe, you'll be spoiled by the service and the food. We'll see you there.
If you're tired of watching fuel prices keep going higher and higher with no relief in sight, then you owe it to yourself to call the folks at SaveOnGasMoney.com. SaveOnGasMoney.com can cut your fuel bill by up to 30%. 4-cylinder, 6 or 8, gas or diesel. So next time when you fill up, if you hate seeing those numbers just keep on spinning and spinning, give SaveOnGasMoney.com a call and start saving up to 30% on your fuel bill. Ask yourself, have you ever seen the fuel prices go down? Neither have we. For more info, go to SaveOnGasMoney.com.
What do you do when you're 3,000 miles from New York and you're jonesing for some wings? Now, not just any wings, but New York Buffalo Wings. That's easy. Stop on by your nearest New York Buffalo Wings. Located in La Mesa, San Diego, and Imperial Beach, you're just minutes away from mild, hot, or make you cry like a baby hot sauce. Wings, fall off the bone ribs, and fire hot chicken tenders. To find the nearest New York Buffalo Wings, go to nywingsandribs.com. That's nyribsandwings.com.
Help San Diego Ferals, located in Imperial Beach, is 100% funded by donations. We receive no government funding. We count on community support to continue our life-saving programs. As a no-kill rescue organization, we spend approximately $200 per animal to prepare them for adoption. This includes daily care during their stay at our adoption centers, vaccinations, tests, microchip, and spay or neuter surgery. No gift is too small to help us continue our life-saving efforts. Please consider a monthly donation to help us continue our important work. Please go to the website listed below to get information on our monthly giving plans and what exactly they can do for us. This is where you have the opportunity to support Help San Diego Ferals financially. We have different donation plans as well as a one-time donation option. Even the smallest amount can make a big difference.
As part of their community service agreements, it's Johnny Nevada and Rebecca Peters for the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Now back to Billy and Frank.
It's not Billy and Frank. It's Johnny and Rebecca. Okay, hello. Where do we get these announcers?
I don't know. They can't get our names right.
I'm telling you. You know, coming up on Friday, the 16th, mm-hmm. The Grand Rapids are coming into town. And you know what they're going to do special for that Grand Rapids game?
I believe that's the Bakersfield game against the Bakersfield Condors. They're going to have...
Friday the 30th is the Bakersfield.
Nope.
No? Friday the 16th?
Friday the 16th is the Bakersfield Condors, and they are doing Willie O'Ree Night.
Huh, I guess we're going to have to disagree to disagree on that one.
Yep.
But you know what? They're going to be retiring number 20.
Mr. Willie O'Ree, who is the hockey legend who broke the color barrier.
Exactly. He was the first black hockey player.
Yes. And Jackie Robinson of hockey.
Exactly. And the thing that I didn't like about this when he broke into the league is when he was on TV, he'd be skating around and they would, on the crawl underneath the screen, they would put on there, they would say, do not adjust your screen because he's really black.
Oh, yeah. And wow. All right.
Yeah, I thought that was poor. But anyway, he only had one eye. Did you know that?
He only had one eye?
Well, he only has one. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 90 years old.
Well, he's made great use of it.
He has. You know how he lost that eye? Playing hockey. Yeah, got hit in the eye.
I assume.
Got hit in the eye and still continued playing hockey. Okay? So he's going to be down there at the San Diego Sports Arena, the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena, on Friday. Whether they're playing Grand Rapids or Bakersfield, it doesn't matter to me. He's going to be down there. So make sure you keep an eye out for him.
Yes.
Yeah. So
just one.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be signing autographs, but they're going to retire the number 20.
Yes.
Right. And they will put it up in the rafters for all to see.
Very special moment for Mr. Willie O'Ree and the San Diego Gulls.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if he's going to be doing the tour, if he's going to all the cities to do this. But I do know he's going to be in San Diego, and that's going to be this Friday.
Yes.
For either the Grand Rapids Bakersfield Stockton players. But anyway, it's going to be a great hockey game because we're 1-0.
1-0.
1-0, better than the Chargers. Yeah, not better than the Chargers.
Who?
Exactly. They're moving out of town. So that'll be fun. And I believe the game starts at like 7 o'clock?
7:05.
Yep. First puck, 7:05. And, you know, you can tune in and listen to our buddy, Do you know our buddy's name over there on the Mighty 690? Do you know his
name? The Mighty 1090?
Craig Elston.
Okay.
Craig Elston is our buddy over there, and he does the play-by-play.
Yeah.
We don't do the play-by-play, but then again, he doesn't do a show like ours that's so in-depth as ours. So it's kind of, you know, he talks about us on his show. We talk about him on our show, and it's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's only fair. It's a mutual admiration society, if you will.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to look forward to him. First puck, 705 at the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena Boulevard. Well, it's on Sports Arena Boulevard.
Yep.
And now being in the press is kind of nice that we have our own little in and out, if you will, like a special gate that's right off the freeway. We just go and there's a gate, press comes right in there. Everybody else, they get stuck in traffic. Ooh, not us.
Nope.
We're in, we're out, nobody gets hurt. So it's great to be with the press. So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap things up and let you know what we left off of this week's show. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Fantastic. So, you know what? We're not going to take a break.
We're not taking a break.
We're not going to take a break.
Well, we are taking a break, but it's...
We're just going to do our wrap-up right here. We've already talked about all our sponsors. We talked about Philippi's, right?
Yes.
We talked about the Save on Gas, money.com.
We talked about saving gas,
right?
Yep.
New York Buffalo Wings and Ribs. Ooh, you go down there in Imperial Beach, 16th and Palm Avenue. They're way in the corner, but it's worth the trip. Petco, you got to go to Petco. You know why? Because that's where the pets go. Exactly, and they're in Chula Vista. Sweetwater, won't get your mother running. Harley Davidson, they're in National City. They're good friends. South Bay Vet, you got to take care of your pets.
Yep.
Go to South Bay Vet. They're on Broadway in Chula Vista. They have like 5 locations all over town, but this is the main one. They're open 7 days a week over there on Broadway. Then if you're looking for a cat to rescue, go to petfair.org, and that's fair with an E at the end of it. So it's petfaire.org. Go there and pick up a spare cat. If you have a cat, get a spare cat. If you don't have a cat, just get a regular cat. The West Coast Cafe. Oh, you talk about your breakfast at the West Coast Cafe.
Heard wonderful things about the West Coast Cafe.
Oh, smell the ocean air while you're eating. And then you can go to the Boll Weevil restaurant for dinner. Because the West Coast Cafe, they're not open for dinner, but Boll Weevil,
yep.
They're
West
open
Coast
for dinner.
West Coast Cafe for breakfast, Boll Weevil for dinner.
Exactly. Of course, we got to thank the San Diego Gulls, the Talk of San Diego Sports Arena, mm-hmm. for letting us in every week. And our wonderful announcers, DC in the morning, Darren Carlson, he's over there in Hawaii. My buddy Richard, he's on the East Coast. And my buddy Heston Mosher, he's up in LA. So if you need any voiceover people, just give us a call. We'll hook you up and have these guys do the voiceover for you. I think they do a pretty good job, don't they?
I would say so.
I'm telling you. So, and of course, we cannot finish the show without giving my my lovely co-host, Rebecca. Thank you once again for being on the show, doing your homework, and having the time of your life. So we'll see you next time. This is Johnny.
I'm Rebecca.
On the San Diego Gulls Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Thanks for joining us.
Now back to Billy Bob and Chrissy